that we were looking into last week. I had requested the secretariat to send it to us timelessly so that we can be able to peruse through it. So today is merely to ensure that we have been able to effect the changes that honorable members wanted and then to adopt the report. I will therefore go through the report page by page and then be able to put it to honorable members for adoption. Let me also put the second item. We'll be dealing with the Liquor Products Amendment Bill, which has been referred back to the committee by His Excellency President Cyril Matamela Ramaphosa for our engagement, as he believes that it had not been brought before the National House of Traditional Leaders for consultation. These are the two issues, honorable members, that we will be engaging on. And I would therefore want to start with the upgrading of the Land Tenure Amendment Bill committee report. I would request the secretariat to put it a shade on the screen so that we are able to go through it page by page. Report, if you can start from page one so we can go through it. It is currently on page four. Please scroll back up to page one. And as I had alluded earlier, honorable members, I will go through this report just page by page, having taken into consideration that it was sent to us on Friday, and we have had an opportunity to look at this. So, page one. Page 3. Thank you. page 4. Thank you, honorable members. That is the committee's report on the upgrading of the land tenure amendment bill. Can I have a mover for the adoption of the committee's report?
I move for the adoption of the committee report, Chair.
Honorable Marshall moves for the adoption of the committee report. Can I have a second, honorable members?
I'm seconding the report.
Thank you, Honorable Stain. Seconds for the adoption of the report. That, Honorable members, concludes our work on the upgrading of the land tenure amendment bill. As we had adopted the final B version on our sitting last week, has been sent to Parliament. We will therefore be also submitting the committee report, which will then, having been considered by Parliament, will probably be put for debate in the House, and we will then be able to follow the prescribed procedure of Parliament. With that said, honorable members, we will now move to the Liquor Products Amendment Bill, which has been referred to us by His Excellency President Ramaphosa. In this, honorable members, the Liquor Products Amendment Bill has been referred back to our Committee on Agriculture, Land Reform and Rural Development for consideration and a report in terms of the joint rules 203 due to the reservations from, as I said, His Excellency President Ramaphosa, as outlined on the ATC of the 12th of June 2020, which has been sent to us as honorable members. Section 79 of the Constitution provides the basis on how Parliament or the National Assembly, in this case, should deal with such matters. And parliamentary rules also further provide guidelines. In terms of joint rule 203, subsection 2, once a remitted bill has been referred to the committee, the committee A must consider and confine itself to the president's reservations. B, the committee must confer with the corresponding council committee if the reservations relate to a procedural matter that involves the council, and C, must report to the assembly on the president's reservation. The rules further clarify the process as follows. If the committee agrees with the president's reservations, according to Joint Rule 203, subsection 3, the committee must A, recommend in its report how any procedural defect can be corrected if the reservations relate to a procedural matter. B, present its report an amendment bill correcting any constitutional defect in the substance of the bill if the reservations relate to the substance. On Joint Rule 205 provides further guidelines as follows. 1. A remitted bill which, according to the president's reservation, is procedurally defective. A, it must be returned to the president if the assembly, National Assembly, after having considered the president's reservation, one Roman figure, decides not to accommodate the president's reservations, or two, Roman figure agrees with the president's reservations and could and did correct the procedural defect without involving the council. Or two, any procedural complications in parliamentary proceedings to correct a procedural defect may be referred to the Joint Rules Committee for resolution. Honorable members, the Liquor Amendments, the Liquor Products Amendments Bill, B10B of 2016, seeks to regulate, among others, the composition and production of traditional African beer. And for this reason, the President of the Republic of South Africa is of the opinion that the bill should have been referred to the National House of Traditional Leaders. As the bill was not referred to the National House of Traditional Leaders, the President, His Excellency Ubawu Matamela Ramaphosa, has a reservation on its constitutionality. Therefore, the committee, honorable members, today will receive a legal opinion on the president's reservation and why the Liquor Products Amendment Bill was not referred to the National House of Traditional Leaders by Parliament, with additional inputs from content advisor if necessary. The department officials who are responsible for the administration of the legislation are also present for further inputs and matters of clarity. As the committee, our discussion should rather be confined to the president's reservation. Members should also note that as this is a straightforward matter as provided for in the rules, we should be able to reach an agreement by the end of the meeting on how to deal with the president's reservations, as we are expected to report to the National Assembly on the matter. I will therefore, honorable members, at this juncture, invite our legal advisor to Parliament to present the president's reservations. Amungema, enjoy namhlanje.
Greetings, members. Thank you, Chairperson. Greetings to everybody in the house and part of this meeting. Thank you, Chairperson, for the opportunity to present to the committee. Chairperson, I want to thank you furthermore for having guided us through the relevant provisions in terms of the Constitution as well as in terms of the rules of Parliament. So that being done, I will not then go directly to those provisions as the Chairperson has also brought them to our attention. I don't know if the supporting staff is able to put up the presentation. And while they do that, Chairperson, I'll quickly get on to the issue. In terms of Section 79, as you read, Chairperson, it says the President is able to refer back a bill if he does not feel that assent is aligned and there was proper compliance with all the necessary obligations in terms of the Constitution. So in this instance, as the Chairperson has pointed out, this bill has been referred with constitutional reservation, and in terms of the rules, we can look at slide 2. In terms of the rules of Parliament, Chairperson, we need to retain and contain ourselves in terms of the reservations that the President pointed out. The letter of the President was written to the Speaker on the 2nd of June 2020, Chairperson, and has pointed out slide 3, please. As pointed out, Chairperson, it was...
Dabezitha,
Kosembumkhulu.
Mute your microphone.
Oh, sorry.
Thank you.
It was restricted to the definition.
For the disturbance, hopefully it won't happen again. Please proceed.
Thank you, Chairperson. It was restricted to the definition as well as clause 6C of the Liquor Product Amendment Bill. I think the matter becomes a constitutional reservation in that, in terms of Chapter 12, Chapter 10 of the Constitution, the Constitution as the supreme system of the country, it has recognized the traditional leadership, and there are specific provisions that there are obligations that the National Parliament and the National Legislature had to meet. And that done, there was legislation that regulates and provides a legislative framework to govern and to bring a criteria how to deal and how to relate and how to involve traditional leaders in governance matters. So in terms of Section 18, Chairperson, of the Traditional Leadership Framework Bill, there is an obligation that if a matter that is dealt with in the bill, whether it be it an amendment bill or be it an original bill, that matter, if it pertains to customary law or to customs or traditional practices of traditional communities, it has to be referred to the National House of Traditional Leaders. Now, there are a lot of factors that are considered when one looks into that provision. First of all, we need to understand what does the word pertaining entails. What does it mean in broader terms? The Liquor Product Bill was also tagged as a Section 75, because if we look at the purpose and the intention of that amendment bill, they did indicate that it is restricted to making amendments in order to clarify what are the liquor products for the purposes of the trade and marketing and selling to people the liquor products. Now, upon serious consideration, slide 40. Upon serious consideration, then, Shepherdson, of those provisions in the bill. And as the President has pointed out that in clause 1, among other things, there is a definition of traditional African beer, which then, if you look at it, it speaks to the African traditional beer as we know it in terms of all our different cultures. Furthermore, then when we go to section 6C, which the President has also had reservations when it relates to it, is the fact that it sets out how traditional African beer must be made, what products must go in there, what is the quantity. But like I said, we need to go back to the purpose of the amendment bill, as well as consider that it was checked by the joint checking mechanism, which once they've checked the bill, it is a binding decision, and it is a process that which then, when the bill goes through Parliament, it must follow. And the distinction between 75 and Section 76 is that a Section 76 bill is a bill that affects provinces. Now, in this instance, as we are saying, this bill seeks to regulate in the state of the making of liquor products, that once the chain has gone through the whole process of production, distribution, and trading, that does it then, in terms of the content of its provision, does it affect the provinces in any manner? And that is why, in terms of our advice and the advice of the state law advisors, as well as then the decision of the joint taking mechanism, it was found that this bill is not a Section 76, but it is a Section 75. Furthermore, if we look at Section 79, that is the Chairperson read, subsection 2, it says, sorry, Chairperson, it's not 2, but there is a provision there which says the national... It says if the Section 76 section was applicable in the passing of the bill, then that bill definitely needs to be taken to the National Council of Provinces as well. Because if we read subsection 1, it says the President refers the bill to the National Assembly, which has been the case in this instance. Now, the reservation of the President, as I indicated, is basically concerned with the definition and the manner that dictates how African traditional beer must be made, but for commercial purposes or selling it to the public. Next slide, please. So, Chaplin, having said that, and having read the relevant provisions that pertain to this process, which is all of Section 79 and Section 18 of the Traditional Leadership Framework Act, as well as considering that the process through Parliament when the bill was passed, because this bill has gone through both houses, the Portfolio Committee finished its process, and the bill was referred to the National Council of Provinces, and then together they give concurrence that this bill can go ahead, and then it was sent to the President. But it has come back to the committee through Section 79, like I indicated, because the President has reservations, and the reservations from what the Chairperson read in terms of the rule, they are more solidly on the procedural side. Next slide, please. Now, Chairperson, in terms of the Traditional Leadership Framework Act, the compliance of Section 18.1 dictates that the Secretary to Parliament must then refer a bill to the National House of Traditional Leaders if it pertains to custom or customary law or affects the practices of traditional communities. In our argument when we were presenting to the committee, to both committees, the Portfolio Committee and the Select Committee,
when the letter was being processed aligned with the decision of the joint tagging mechanism. We did indicate that if we look closely at each and every provision of the bill, there is literally not a provision that affects the making of traditional beer for purposes of culture or for purposes of customary practices, because people may still go ahead and make beer whichever way, if it is meant to speak to ancestors or if it is meant for whatever purposes. There is no regulation that deals with it. But when it comes to making traditional African beer in all of its forms, not only specifically maybe you would say you retain yourself to the Nguni tradition, but all of its forms, when you are preparing African traditional beer for purposes of selling it in the market to the public. And I think when the processes were going ahead, the department did explain the difficulties and the unfair and unjust consequences that they have to deal with because of the beer that is being made and people term it African traditional beer because it's easier to take it back to the market in that sense, and therefore the regulation the rules of the regulations of the country were restrictive in terms of having to deal with processes like that. We've had stories where people have died because of having consumed such kind of beers, because there are items that are put there which are not good for the health system or for any living person. So now this is only the purpose of the bill, to address such instances where traditional African beer, for lack of a better way, I think maybe, is then used to capture every other form of beer that is made and sold to the people, but at the same time it has severe negative impact. And that is the content of this bill, Chairperson. I will not be touching on all the provisions because the Chairperson already spoke on what the bill is all about and what are the relevant sections. Now, Chairperson, we have discussed this and we have looked at it thoroughly, Chairperson, in terms of the whole process that the bill took before both houses and the deliberations and the decisions of the two committees prior to this process, as well as the fact that even both houses, in terms of their rules, they did pass the bill, appreciating that it followed the Section 75 process, as well as the fact that it did not go through the process of the National House of Traditional Leaders. That said, Chairperson, it does not mean that there was no involvement with the Traditional House of Traditional Leaders. It only says the process was not done in compliance and according to Section 18. Which section of the Traditional Leadership Framework Act requires that it is the Secretary to Parliament that refers the bill to the National House of Traditional Leaders? Secondly, for their input to come back to Parliament in compliance with that provision, they are given 30 days. So that basically says those are the two things that were not done. But input and comment from the National Traditional House of Leadership, of Traditional Leadership, was received by both committees of the Portfolio Committee and the Select Committee of Parliament as a general stakeholder. But once we received the letter of the President, we also took it upon ourselves, Chairperson, to liaise with the colleagues from the National House of Traditional Leaders. And they did receive the referral letter, and through their processes, I understand that the matter was given to the structures of the National House of Traditional Leaders to an extent that we did receive an input and a comment from the National House following this second process, Chairperson. And so, right now, Chairperson, as you indicated, the committee is placed to deliberate and make a decision moving forward whether the bill as it stands and with the content of the referral and the reservations of the president and what we have indicated, is it still necessary that this bill be referred to the National House of Traditional Leadership in compliance with Section 18, as the president has pointed out? That is the decision of the committee to decide. And like I said, it is a procedural matter if we look at it. And if the committee is of the view that the matter definitely needs to go for the view of the National House of Traditional Leadership, and then for their input to be taken back and considered by both committees, it will be a process then that involves both the National Assembly and the National Council of Provinces. But in terms of the rules, the committees can confer with each other as to how to run the process, whether it is run simultaneously or separately. It will only separate if that is the case, or do different processes when a decision must be made in terms of whether the reservations of the president are taken on board and they are corrected. If the committee today decides that from what has already transpired and what has been done and the comments that already came from the House, they are satisfied with the content of the bill as is, as well as that process, procedure part which the president has reservation, then the matter with the report of the committee can be referred back to the National House, to the National Assembly, and the decision is made in line with the recommendations of the committee that it will take. Then the matter can go back to the president for proper assent. But Chairperson, in summary, the reservations of the president are procedural in that the bill was not referred officially in terms of Section 18 of the Traditional Leadership Framework to the National House of Traditional Leaders. And that is the only reservation of the president. And it is based on the fact that they mention of the African traditional beer, but not necessarily the fact that it does impact on the making and the use of traditional beer for customary or traditional people. I hope I've made it clear, Chairperson. I thank you so much.
Thank you, Wamungema, on the presentation from our legal advisor of Parliament. Honorable members, I will now invite the content advisor to see if they have any input on further input on what Wamungema has put to the committee. I'm Kaya, Chair.
Good morning, Chair.
Good morning.
Good morning, Chair, and good morning, members. Thank you, Chair. I think I'm covered with the legal advisor. I just want to point out in terms of the content of the bill, or why one of the decisions, or at least one of the objectives of the bill that the department sought to address, and that also led to the Fifth Parliament agreeing with legal advice in terms of referring the bill to the National House, is the fact that traditional African beer, the term, it's not the first time that it was introduced in legislation. It already exists in another legislation, which is the Liquor Act of 2003. Which is responsible for issuing of licenses for liquor and also for trade, for liquor trading. So in this regard, the department only sought to provide a standard and consistency in terms of composition of such a liquor product. In this case, traditional African beer, which is already on the market, for example, Chibu, Ijuba, those are labeled or marketed as traditional African, and they already have produced commercially and licensed through the Liquor Act. So I'm not sure if the department also wants to
say thank you for your input. Honorable members, we'll invite the officials of the department to see if they've got any further input or any matters of clarity, particularly on what has been put to us by both the Parliament's legal advisor, Mamungema, as well as our content advisor to the Portfolio Committee. Officials of the department, who would like to have a bite on this?
Thank you very much, Honorable Chair and Honorable Members. We have got
the Ramasodi Le Kai.
Retail Kai, Honorable Chair.
Retuile. How can I adjust your screen?
Oh, there we are. We have got two of my colleagues who are on the platform who will be making inputs. The first one would be from a legal perspective, Mr. Tepo Mashaela, and Mr. Makafola from a technical input, who's also responsible for the act. But based on the input that we got from the legal advice and the content advice of Parliament, they are correct in terms of the way that they look at issues. I'll give over to the two colleagues in that order so that they can make it. Thank you very much for that.
Thank you, Mr.
Good morning, Chair. Good morning, Honourable Members. It's Ms. Tepo Mashaela from the department. I think, Chair, without going into detail and repeating what the legal advisor for Parliament said.
Can we have a switch on your screen, please, Ms. Mashaela?
Oh. Sorry, Chair, I was saying that in the fear of just repeating what the legal advisor for Parliament has said, we do agree that from a legal point of view, the bill itself does not have required the need for presentation or submission to the National House of Transitional Leaders. Therefore, Chair, as a department, we will submit ourselves to the guidance of the Parliamentary Legal Advisor, because this is, in fact, the parliamentary process that is being under consideration here. So we will submit ourselves to the legal advice that should the committee decide that there's no need for the bill to go to the National House, because the reason for the inclusion of African traditional beer is for commercial purposes, not necessarily for customs and African customs and traditional practices, we support that, Chair. So I think we will submit ourselves to the advice by the Parliamentary Legal Advice. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Ma'am Ashayela. Any other official of the department? And Tate Ramasodi had mentioned two.
Thank you very much.
Mla, how are you? How can you keep the screen so for a whole one? Yeah, much better.
No, I think, thank you very much, Chairperson, and the honorable members for providing us the opportunity to comment on this. I would like to fall in line with the comments that have already been made and want to repeat what has actually said. We fully concur with the reasons that have actually been supported. Thanks.
Thank you, Ntate Makgafola. Honorable members, there's the input both from our legal advisor to Parliament, as well as our content advisors to the committee, and from the officials of the department. I will now hand over to yourselves for your input as to which direction we go on this bill. Should we have it referred to the National House of Traditional Leaders, or rather should we send it back to Parliament as it is for implementation. Honourable Tabe.
Thanks, Honourable Chair. This is an eye-opener. I've never met something like this in my life. We're learning every day. Chair, when I listen to the legal advice, everything else was done to the T, and there was agreement from both houses that in terms of the definition of traditional beer, in terms of the process, that the legal advice from Parliament is saying traditional house of leadership commented or submitted their input as part of the general stakeholders. They've got the letter of their input, and this is what was used for the basis of saying if section 18 has been complied with, whereas section 18 says the Secretary of Parliament must refer the bill to the FSC. Now, I'm looking at the way forward that it has been presented. I just want to check with the legal advice from both the departments and Parliament for the matters that in this regard. The President here is concerned about the Secretary having not referred the bill to the House. They just commented like part of the general stakeholders. What will it take, or what is the implication of us agreeing that the Secretary of Parliament must refer this bill? No matter that it will come with the same letter for sure, I'm looking at two scenarios. Either we agree here that the Secretary must do it as per the procedure of the Section 18, which in my take, it will come with the very same letter that was sent, but he doesn't do the apology, the process. What does it mean to us? Does it mean it's opening another process, or it would have satisfied the stance or the concern of the President and it can then go forward? Two, what will be the implication if we say, but we have in this letter, let's attach it and we move you forward back to the process where it was, assuming that that letter was never brought to the attention of those concerned presidents that the submission house of traditional leadership. I'm having two this conflicting scenario, but the implication of us tomorrow, the Secretary of Parliament writing to a House of Traditional Leaders, him receiving the very same thing and we can process it forward. What does it mean to the process? Does it open the process afresh, or it will satisfy the concern of the President so that we are able to take a decision to say, okay, then if that is the case, if it doesn't have any other far-reaching implications, will satisfy this, then let's agree on this one. So I just want to get that so that I'm able to make a decision. For what does it mean? Does it open the process again? Or we just need the Secretary to write through that? Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Tapa. Honorable Tapa.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Briefly, Chair, after listening to all the things, I am of the opinion that if it doesn't cost us anything in terms of quality and time to have this letter, which is done by the Parliament Secretary, so that we make a complete
compliant, so that we, if we can afford, eliminate any other possibility that it can, that can save future. Yes, you are saying this, yet this concern of the president has not been completely addressed. To me, if we do that part, I suspect that we will have covered the gap and the concern of the president, and therefore, because all of the explanations do indicate that the contents of the bill do not actually respect the traditional part, but the compliance of respect of the letter being written, to me, that eliminate, that will eliminate any other possibility going back to the process. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Mestey.
Thank you, Chairperson. Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, yes, I think myself and Honorable Gaba both were on the previous committee when we dealt with this in the previous term. And all these issues that is currently being raised, I think, was discussed at the time, Chair. My only concern would be that there was the definition of African, traditional African beer was disputed at the time, and if I can remember correctly, there were some presentations that were made at the time that said that people, I would almost say, get away with that definition by making some alcoholic beverages that they then sell under the definition of African, traditional African beer. And I think Chairperson, looking with hindsight at what happened during the lockdown period of lots of people brewing homemade beer, that might have caused some people even to die during this period. I think let's rather play safe and refer it back, especially if we have to tighten up and explain exactly what is meant by the definition of traditional African beer. We are dealing with this now in a, with a bit more hindsight after this period that we went through in lockdown with people brewing all kinds of things that we might not have think about when we did it in the first instance when we dealt with it as a committee in the past. So I would say, Chairperson, let's play safe, rather refer it back maybe to the House of Traditional Leaders and see if we need to tighten up anything, especially on definitions of understanding. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Stein. And Matthias, Honorable Matthias. Dr. Matthias. Okay, Honorable Mahlatsi.
Thank you very much. Morning, colleagues. Chair, I don't have any input on this matter. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Honorable Mahlatsi. Is Honorable Chete with us now? Not yet.
Yes,
Chair,
I'm here.
Oh, welcome, Mamo Chete. You may go ahead.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, I think this is a straightforward issue. I think, Chair, based on what was disputed before, I would propose really that the committee must refer this matter, especially on the traditional beer. That was disputed, the definition and stuff. I think, Chair, we must refer this to the National House of Traditional Leaders and the committee. I agree with what Honorable Stein.
Thank you. Ndabezi ta nkosi mku honorable Tebeku.
I'm going to start off. I want to ask our honorable members, the team from department. Chairperson, I think I'll follow suit to what the last member has just said. There is a need that we should refer this back to the House. Although it's a matter of the procedure, even if they do confirm the letter that they wrote to say they don't have a challenge or a problem with the bill being passed. But you know, Chairperson, to me it goes further to say, unfortunately one wasn't maybe present when this was previously. You know, Chairperson, there is, as some members have just stated, there is a big challenge when it comes to these concoctions that are framed or called African traditional beers, where actually the state should have looked into when looking at the ingredients that are used, because in some cases you find very poisonous ingredients that are used, but under the name of traditional African beers. Take the instance of this, what else was mentioned by the honorable advisor. This Ichuba, this Ihobe, and all of those stuff. Those stuff, to me, they are not African traditional beers. They add yeast, they add all the other things that are added in there, which result in a bad end result in those who consume it. But unfortunately, because no one is following that, obviously it seems it qualifies to be African traditional beers, because it's mostly used by our African brothers and sisters. But Chairperson, back to what you just required, is that really, yes, this needs to be taken back to the House so that it may be deliberate and cascaded down even to the local houses. The provincial houses, I mean, where, you know, Farmer Force might come up with certain sort of contributions, although not deviating from actually the bigger size, but pointing out the problem that the communities have with regard to these so-called African traditional beers. Thank you,
John. Honorable Briet.
Morning, Chairperson. Thank you. I think the previous few speakers have convinced me to see their point of view, and I think it's very good to have, and I think this just proves, to have that historical institutional knowledge of yourself and Honorable Stan and Honorable Kapa, I think is very good. And I think if we can have a chance to actually revisit this, specifically taking into account that the definition specifically in terms of African beer was a contextual subject when the previous committee had to deal with it, I think let's give it a new bite, let's give the National House of Traditional Leaders leaders an opportunity, should they then write the same letter, so fine, but I think taking into account all that has happened and 2020 thus far, with as Honourable Nkosi has said, let's refer it back, let's have a second look at it and maybe see if we can improve it. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you, Honourable Great. Honourable Memaso.
Good morning, Chair. Good morning to my colleagues. I think when I was listening to Chairperson, I realized that indeed I agree with Honorable Mekhabe and all speakers when they say the decision of the President was correct in returning the bill back to Parliament, and the state law advisor, according to me, according to my own opinion, is that the state law advisor has made a serious mistake or error in advising the portfolio committee that there was no need to refer the bill back to the National House of Traditional Leaders. The second thing that I wanted also to talk about is the bill has the duplication of the commercialization of traditional beer. And we know from the experience that most African traditional communities loses their indigenous knowledge system to big corporations. Therefore, one most important stakeholder, which is a CRL commission, must be engaged. And this commission has raised a concern around the African traditional community, refers as a theft of their intellectual property by a big commercial breweries. This bill according to my understanding, this bill, indeed, Chairperson, it must protect the interests of our traditional communities and offer the benefits from the communalization of the traditional breweries. But agreeing with Honorable Zawaholo Khoshifolo when they said we need to make sure that the certification, we need to make sure that the monitoring and evaluation of how it's done, what are the things that are put in those traditional, in that traditional beer, need to be taken into consideration. Therefore, there's a serious implication in the intellectual property rights of the African traditional when it comes to borrowing and selling of African traditional beer. We must protect our traditional community, and the certification requirements if in the bill will further ensure that. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Marshall.
Honorable Obama. I support her view. Thank you, Chairperson.
Oh,
only Chairperson, okay, Uma Mustain.
Honorable Mustain, Madume. Tate Montuedi, Dumel. Awa, Batomke, by EFF Maokai. Honorable Masipa.
Chair, thank you very much. Good morning, Dumel and Tate.
Please, there we go. I was about to ask you to adjust your script. Lekai, that is?
Christian, Lekai.
Sui, la, la, la.
Yeah, Linda, Miss Day, Neurobus, Jelly Song.
No, Rale, what?
Linda, did the
Honorable members, with your input, I will hand over the legal advisor, the content advisor, as well as the department, particularly on the questions of clarity posed by Honorable Kabe. As I see, many of you have leaned more on having the bill referred back to the National House of Traditional Leaders, merely to satisfy the concerns of the president, which are procedural, and that the matter was not officially put by the secretariat to the National House of Traditional Leaders. But let's then attend to the issues on our own cap raised. Mamungema.
Thank you once again, Chairperson. And thank you, Mensah, for that beautiful question. And all the questions for clarity and everything that the members have said. It is indeed proper and beautiful guidance that we've received from all the members. Chairperson, I will broadly and generally deal with all the questions in response as one, because they are all related. First of all, Chairperson, the question of mentorship, that definitely is going to be implications of whichever process, whether we are sending the referral letter of the president only so to speak tick the box and say that compliance in terms of Section 18 was done by the committee, by the Secretary of Parliament. There are implications as well if the matter is referred properly and appropriately for compliance with Section 18. And what do I mean by that? The President's reservations are saying, I am concerned with the use of the term African here. Because for me, when you speak of traditional and African, then you are speaking of culture, you are speaking of custom, you are speaking of the diversity and the evolution and everything that happens when it relates to African culture. And that is basically what the President is saying. And what we were explaining then is to say, would it have made a difference if the department and the legislative process through Parliament had preferred to change the term African traditional beer into homemade beer? Would that have made a difference? Would it have made a difference if we didn't ignore that caution and appreciation that the content advisor brought in, that other legislation in place is already using the term African traditional beer for their relevance and their purposes, and not necessarily homemade beer? Now, those are the two instances that we need to keep in our mind in making a decision. Secondly, Chairperson, that said, we already have the La Mota judgment, which we can use as a guiding benchmark to explain a procedural issue and how a procedural issue can impact on the conduct. And what I'm saying about that, Chairperson, is that even though we are saying this is a procedural issue because the bill was a 75 bill and it was not sent to the National House of Justice. And I must add, Chairperson, there was no error that was made on part of the advisors as well as the joint taking the committee. The position is still that the bill is a Section 75, and if we unpack the same campaign and we look at the contents of the bill, it seriously does not in any manner pertain to customary cultures and traditional ways. But with the guidance and the deliberation of the committee as said, Chairperson, if we do refer the matter as has been deliberated, and it seems that is the position the whole committee is inclined to take, what it will mean and the impact it will have, there's going to be both positive and negative impacts. The members have already pointed out on the positive impact. The negative impact is that we are setting precedent. Precedent, because what this committee does is going to impact on the next committee. And the interpretation then thereof of the way attains or is relevant or deals with customary issues, we are opening it up. And so, if this matter is referred to the National House of Traditional Leaders in line with Section 18 and having to be done by the text at Parliament, the content, as we've already seen, of the input that will come from the houses, if for any reason is proposing that, perhaps for argument's sake, as I've pointed out, rather change the term African traditional beer to homemade, we are now getting into condensed, and it is no longer the process only, which if the house is saying 1, 2, 3, and then we listen and we deliberate and that's it, there's going to be an impact on the content of the bill and on the substance as well as the process. It means we're going back to start the processes of the portfolio committee from the scratch and as required, but it will be restricted to the reservations that the House will be speaking to in alignment with the reservations of the President. And that will mean then both processes of the portfolio committee and the processes of the select committee must be undertaken to deal with the inputs and the comments of the National House of Traditional Leaders. So there's definitely going to be positive impact, and there's going to be impact on the process as well, as well as the content. It all depends on what the houses will be giving forth to the committee. And so that being said, Chairperson, it is not an easy process, but it is still compliant and it is still, as we have explained, it is still within the obligation and it is guided by the law of the country as we know it. So Chairperson, technically and legally speaking, once a decision is made, it's a decision that needs to be complied. We have presented the information, and if the committee is of the view that indeed, considering everything that has happened, because we know, especially for our customs, they are not stated. So, and as one honorable member pointed out, there are things that happen during COVID and the lockdown. And if the committee is mandated and obligated to protect every customer, if this is the opportunity granted once again to consider that, I am in full agreement with the member that should be done. But I'm just pointing out everything that in terms of interpreting the definition and the processes, definitely. And if we can explain ourselves and justify properly within the prescript, then it is a process that must be engaged with each other. I hope I've made that clear. Thank you.
Thank you, Amungema. Let us move, honorable members, to the content advisor, Mamun Kashe.
Good morning, Chair. Can I hear you? Thanks, Chair. I am covered by the legal advisor, but it's more of a question. In my understanding, the referral of legislation to the National House of Traditional Leaders through Section 18 of the Traditional the Cooperative Governance Act is only if legally the bill is considered to be dealing with customs of traditional communities or tradition. So in this case, it was not referred because the JTM agreed with legal advice that the bill was not dealing with customs. So this is my question. In this case, would it still make sense if the committee decides that the bill be referred? Would it still make sense for it to be referred under Section 18? Or there's another alternative in referring it?
Thank you,
Chair.
Umam Kashe is putting the question back to Mamungema. You may proceed, Mamungema.
I'm placed in a conundrum here, and it is a serious corner. Chairperson, I think what I must say is that with the process, if the committee decides that indeed we are instructed to request the Secretary to Parliament to refer the bill to the National House of Traditional Leaders, there's definitely going to be a consideration that needs to take place in terms of us also going back to the JTM, the joint taking mechanism, which includes and constitutes of the presiding officers for both houses. So if that process out of the instruction of the committee is that it must be engaged on, the joint taking committee must also be advised and be well informed and alerted to the effects of the decision of the committee. And if that is done, the joint planning committee has a deciding structure as well. They will have an input because what, as I said, what we are going to be doing here is going to seriously affect procedure moving forward. And it is done within the prescript because this comes out of the referral of the president in line with Section 79. And what we are doing is still contained and restricted within the reservations because, like I said, the reservations of the president are basically that I believe you should have sent this properly to the National House of Traditional Leaders, but as Parliament, you didn't do it. Now, the decision of the committee would be saying we agree fully with the reservations of the president. We didn't go according to what we should have done. That is what the implication of the reservations of the president would be saying. So it will not necessarily be a ticket box and be a courtesy process to satisfy everybody that we should have done this but we didn't. But it is admitting to the fact that we believe and appreciate, thanks to the president, that what we did was not properly aligned. Hence, we are going to be redoing the process as advised and directed by the president. So it is a serious implication, Chairperson. And as I said, if we invoke Section 18, we are basically admitting then that Parliament, in its processes and the decision of the Joint Taking Committee, to say that this matter should not have gone to the National House of Traditional Leaders was a mistake, and we want you to correct that. So a referral in line with Section 18 would be having such impact. But a general referral to say, as members were pointing out, the president has pointed this and we didn't do it, not because we are saying we are wrong, but because we really, from the advice and everything that took place, we believe that it is in order to align with what we see. Because that is the problem with interpretation of any statute and any provision. It can take any form. It can be interpreted in any way. That is why matters are taken to court. Because even when we go to court, interpretation can differ. It is only what is persuasive to the presiding officer, which is a magistrate or as a judge, to say, has A convinced me and persuaded me to say this is a better interpretation as opposed to the truth. This is a difficult situation that the committee is facing, but it also has serious implications. And that is what I am trying to convince and indicate to the committee. But a decision of the committee cannot then be decided and dictated by us to say it is wrong or incorrect. It is the decision that has been taken by a multi-party committee, having deliberated extensively, and it is a decision that we will need to comply with. There are definitely implications from what the content advisor has pointed out and what she has and what I've been to. But until we are told by a court, there's no wrong or right time. We are only here to advise and give the interpretation that pay our understanding of the law and the procedures of the government. Thank you.
Thank you, Amungema. Officials of the department, do you want to give any input? Are you covered?
Sorry, maybe just to add one more point.
Amungema.
Thank you so much. I'm sorry about that. I think also we must point out that in terms of the time frame, and maybe if members are also now deliberating that this is the 2016 bill and we've gone so far, it is now 2020, we're not getting anywhere. There are no limits in terms of the legislative process, how much it should take, unless there is a court order that restricts us and we need to deal with it. And in this instance, this is not one of those cases. It is an amendment that the executive saw fit to bring before Parliament, and the process must just run its course as it should. So there are no restrictions in terms of the time frames and concerns when it comes to that. I'm just adding that in helping the committee find their decisions and the instruction that we would be looking at. And if the department may also speak to that part if they have any issues or they are having difficulties in terms of how necessary that this legislation was coming to us. Thank you.
Thank you, Mungema. Dr. Ramasodi.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chair and Honorable Members. I think we as a department have got no reason but to cede to the decision that will be taken by the Portfolio Committee as advised. The only thing that we need to highlight may be as raised by Mengen and also raised by Honorable Members, that while the unregulated areas within the current area of legislation that we are having remain a concern for the country, specifically in terms of what we saw during the lockdown, what's happening. Those are the pressure points that we are having to say we might just need to regulate those areas quicker than we need to. But at this moment, with the lockdown being eased to this level, I think we still have got time just to see it and say to the Portfolio Committee, you can take the decision, and we will stick to that decision based on the recommendations from you. Thank you very much, Chair.
Thank you, Dr. Ramasodi. Honorable members, as the input from the legal advisor to Parliament, as well as our content advisor and officials of the department. The matter is vested upon us, members, whether we concede to the President's request that the matter be referred back to the National House of Traditional Leaders, or we are satisfied with what has been put to us, and that the letter that is from the National House of Traditional Leaders is satisfactory, then we can take the stance of saying that we find the procedure has been attended to have been the correct one. I therefore put it to yourselves, Honorable Members, as to how you want to proceed. Honorable Traver.
No, thanks, Chair. I think, Chair, based on what we have done, by the President in terms of how the initial consultation could have happened. Now, I want us to agree, Chair, that we take it back to the Secretary of Parliament as it is supposed to happen according to Section 8, in that he writes formally to the National House of Traditional Leadership for seeking their input on this bill. If they send the very same comments well and good, we would have complied with what is the concern of the President. And having complied on that, it will then take us for sure to the next concern, the recipient, as to how it needs to be done. It will take us time. As I was saying, what will this mean to us? But I think the most important thing is the compliance, not taking them as general stakeholders. Let's comply with what the President has requested. Thanks.
Thank you, Honorable Klappe. Honorable Papa.
Thank you, Chair. I think I still agree with this opinion of a secretary taking this to the House. But I also want to re-emphasize, Chair, your original emphasis of ourselves confining ourselves to the concerns of the President. You see, there are a lot of implications in the process of African traditional skills and so on. And if we can bring in all these, we will end up not achieving anything here. For instance, if you think of as Mr. Ramaphosa will remember, that the concern of the corruptions and so on, and the issues that we sometimes feel that they disadvantage the poor and other people, those are real, real, real issues. But for us to be able to move, it would be advisable for us to always be conscious of that element of confining us of the concerns of the President. But not that someone says all these concerns are not here, but they have to be addressed in a proper way or as they are required. So that on that part, I'm just emphasizing our emphasis on the confining ourselves to the requirements of this process. Otherwise, I agree that let's take this to that in the way that the Secretary takes it to that house. But I'm just advising that we avoid taking it because there are a lot of things that are concomitant to this situation. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. Honorable State.
Chairperson, I think it's going to be difficult for the committee to make an informed decision today. I think, Chair, it would be good if we can all receive the letter from the President. We can receive the original document or find out from the department when they originally met with or wrote to the House of Traditional Leaders what their comments was. I also would agree that Honourable Klape, that we wrote right to the Speaker's office and asked that she write to the House of Traditional Leaders to see if the feeling is still the same. And then we get all the documents in front of us, Chairperson, that we can deal with it properly, because we've received this information from the presentation last night, and I also think we need to get on everything that was said today, so that we have all those documents in front of us and we have a day or two to read through it and make an informed decision, Chairperson. I think we're going to make a decision that might have a long-term impact if we take a quick decision here today. That's my proposal.
Thank you, Honourable State. Want us to be clear what has been put to us in terms of His Excellency President Ramaphosa, what ought to have been done in terms of the Secretariat of Parliament writing to the National House of Traditional Leaders was not done, and is merely requesting the committee to satisfy itself that is done. Our Honourable Klape has requested that we do so, and Honourable Steyn is agreeing in that. But then there are documents that she then wishes us to engage with. And I think it's proper to receive the document, but one matter can't hold up the other. If the committee moves for support of this to be referred to the Secretariat of Parliament, and that they should write to the National House of Traditional Leaders, so be it. But we can therefore ask for our own satisfaction to have the letter that was initially sent by the National House of Traditional Leaders submitted, so that we can also be able to peruse through that at our own time. It is a procedural matter we're dealing with, honorable members, and it's either we are for it or we are against it. And I just want us to be clear so that it could be easier for me to conclude this session at the end of the meeting in knowing which direction we are taking. Let us proceed, honorable Matthias. Seems to have also gotten off line and having challenges with honorable Montwedi. If I may then move on, honorable Mahlatsi.
Thank you very much, Chair. Let me align myself with last speakers with specific reference to honorable Clive and honorable Steen. That one, we agree that we write to the Secretary of Parliament and take the matter to House of Traditional Leaders. However, Chair, like the, if I heard properly, the advisor of the legal advisor indicated that there are no specific time frames in terms of how long this process should be done. But as legislators, we ought to have we must expedite the process because this bill is from 2016. However, Chair, like she indicated, it's not about ticking a box. Much as we are agreeing that we must write traditional leader, House of Traditional Leaders, we ought to also satisfy ourselves because this bill is coming to us. We are the sixth parliament. Some of us have never even had an input to have or to have any idea what the bill includes, what are the issues beyond what the president has indicated. But that does not kill to say we ought to be to familiarize ourselves with the content and ensure that as the process runs concurrently, we also are aware of the contents over and above the procedural matters. Therefore, I would agree that we get documents whilst the process of writing to the Secretary continues. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Chair.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you, Chair. Chairperson, I can't overemphasize what Honorable Chape has said, Honorable Kappa has said, and other honorables that based on what we received now, we can only, as a committee, we agree with what the president is saying in terms of referring back with this system. We must share, refer it to the National House of Traditional Leaders as per the procedure, okay, which means to refer it to the Parliamentary Secretary, right, formally to House of Traditional Leaders. I think I concur with that statement. Thanks.
Thank you, Honorable Chaita. Honorable Davizi, Tan Osengu.
Chairperson, I think I need to concur with my colleagues. I think
There is no rush, yet this is a bill that has been outstanding since 2016. So I don't think we need to put this on the back burner. I think we need to get all the documents so that this committee, who did not partake in the first, who were not in the first parliament, that we satisfy ourselves, get all the necessary relevant documentation, that we write to the secretary. But if the president feels and the majority of this committee, let's refer it to the National House of Traditional Leaders. Let's do our due diligence and then move swiftly to get this bill passed.
Thank you, Honorable Priyas, Honorable Obama.
Thank you, Chair. I agree with all the colleagues. Let us proceed as they have stated. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Obama. Honorable Marshall.
Thank you, Chairperson. My input is that I support the latter speaker that said we must proceed with making sure that the bill is sent back to the relevant committees. But I just wanted to check something, Chairperson. Is the joint taking management committee part of any processes in this bill? And do we also take into consideration the issue of public participation on the bill, which is very important for communities that will affect this bill? I don't think I've got more questions, Chairperson. I'm agreeing with the latter speaker, but there were only those few smaller concerns or not. The joint taking committee management, the joint taking management committee. Is it part of this process? Thank you.
Thank you, honorable members. Let me bring it to your attention also that the letter from the president was sent to us and is also in the ATC. We will be making available the letter and the input from the National House of Traditional Leaders for your own engagement. Honorable Masipa.
Chair, I think all the past speakers kind of covered everything regarding this matter, and I tend to agree with all of them in terms of let's follow the procedure, even if we understand that this the legal basis is not there, because it's got nothing to do with the customary law or customs of traditional communities. But I think let's satisfy the president's legal advice in this regard, make sure that why, and then that we don't have to come back later because to this particular thing.
Thank you, Honorable Montuedi. Dr. Montuedi. He is online, but doesn't seem to connecting to us. So we'll move on. Any other honourable member that I have not recognised? Thank you, then, honourable members. From the input that we have received from our legal advisor, Mamungema, as well as the input provided by the content advisor, Mamkasha, and the input from the officials of the department. We will therefore move with the notion put by the honorable members of ensuring that we are able to satisfy the reservations the president has of a procedural matter that the Secretariat to Parliament has not officially engaged with the National House of Traditional Leaders on this liquor products amendment bill. We will therefore, honorable members, as per your request, have this bill sent to the Secretariat so that they can follow due procedure by writing to the National House of Traditional Leaders. In the interim, as requested by the likes of Honorable State, we will make sure that the information that is required by honorable members will be made available so that we can be able to peruse these matters on our own time. That is all, honorable members, on this matter of the liquor products amendment bill. Honorable members, it brings us therefore to the end of our program and agenda for today. If I might just ascertain if there are any minutes we need to adopt for today. Mamkakazo, Anyamzo?
No, Chair, there's no minutes, Chair.
We don't have any minutes to adopt
That's
for
good.
Today. Mamungema, sijonge kuwe kwakhona mama, sibone isandla.
Thank you, Chairperson. Just to respond to the question thank you, Chairperson. Just to respond to the question come, Mamma, Chairperson. In terms of the joint rules, 163, subsection 3, it reads as well, the JPM may change the classification of a bill in respect of whether the bill pertains to customary law or customs of traditional communities in accordance with section 18, one of the traditional leadership, and amend its finding in terms of 165A. So that is why I made a mention of the JPM. Its processes and its involvement is ongoing for as long as the legislative, for as long as the legislative process is taking place. And in this instance, if the president returns the bill, that means the bill is still before the hands of the parliament, and the JPM is still fully involved, even though once they make a decision, they are still in finding. But joint rules 160 up until 164 will bring more clarity to the members if they can look into it. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Ngema. With your final input satisfying the issues raised by the Honorable Marshall. Honorable members, this brings us to the end of our session today. We will be having a plenary at 2 o'clock. Please ensure that you take time to register early as 1:30, so that we don't have a stampede at the time of the starting of plenary. I want to wish you well for the week ahead, and that you may continue to stay safe and fighting this pandemic, which we are beginning to see numbers rising again. We wish you and your families well. Thank the legal advisor, our content advisor, as well as the officials of the department for the input they have made today. in guiding us and enlightening our understanding on the procedural issues regarding this liquor products amendment bill. And I want to thank you all for your attendance and our guests that have been with us, distinguished guests and media and guests from the media and the general public at large, for having been part of our meeting. The meeting stands adjourned. I thank you.
Thanks, Chair.
Thank you.